Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Peivav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Minayin lepoilet shechazera b'yom hashlishi shehi tmeya. The Gemara asks, what's the source that if a woman emits semen on the third day after relations, she becomes tmeya? After a woman had relations, the semen may drip out over the course of several days. When it does, it touches it externally and is metameh her, unless it already became putrefied, which happens after 3 days. Shneimar hayun nechonim l'shishis yomim al tikshu el isha. We learn from the pasuk in Shmos Perek Yotes, pasuk Tezvav, about Matan Torah, where it says, prepare yourselves and you should be ready for 3 days. Bnei Yisrael abstained from relations 3 days before Matan Torah in order that no woman would become tummy due to emitting semen. Minayin shemachitzim es hakatan b'yom hashlishi shechal yes b'shabbos. What's the source that one may wash a baby on the third day from circumcision, even if this requires melacha on Shabbos? Shneimar v'yehi b'yom hashlishi v'yosem k'yavim. Now, as it says in Bereishis Lamadalad Pasuk Chaf Hei, and it was on the third day when they were in pain. It shows that he's very weak on the third day. Minayin shekrishin nashan shozahos zahos b'rosh se'eh mishtaleach. What's the source to tie a red thread on the head of the se'ir, the goat that is pushed off the cliff, sent to Azazel on Yom Kippur? Shneimar imu chatoichem kashelim kashel gelbinu gamer. The pasuk says in Yishai Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, if your sins will be like crimson, they will become white as snow. And the Gemara says, Taman tanin and apiles shechazera b'yemeshlishi tahira divi v'lozem nazaria. The Gemara brings from a Mishnah, one who emits semen on the third day is Tahira, Blaza, Benazir's opinion, and then we add Rabbi Shmo, Oime, Pa'amim, Shein, Abba, Oinois, Pa'am, Shein, Hei, Pa'am, Shein, Sheish. Rabbi Shmo says, sometimes there are four Oinois, which means during which emissions are Tame, an Oine is a night, or from the morning until the night, a 12-hour period. Sometimes there are five, and sometimes there are six. Let's just say now, Rabbi Kiva Imel Oilam in Chamesh, Im Yasin Mixas Oina Hoshoina, Mashlimin La Mixas Oina Shishis. Rabbi Kiva says that there are always five. If part of the first Oina passed before relations, we complete the time from the beginning of the Oina until relations in part of the sixth Oina, and after that the emissions are Tahirim. Amab Yochanan, Mesinai Lamdu, Yard Moshe Vishlishi, Vishabas, Amalahen, Hainachoinim, Shishis Yamim, Hatikshu Elisha. The Yochan said that they learn from Sinai. Moshe descended on Yom Shlishi on Tuesday and told Yisrael, be ready for the third day, don't approach a woman. Whatever explains means the Kiva that they separated on Tuesday. There is Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday. On Erev Shabbos, as she emitted during the fifth Oina, meaning Thursday night, she is Tameya. If she emitted during the daytime, she is Tahira. It's the sixth Oina, and the Yerushalmi holds that the Torah was given on Friday. Gomisha Pirish Bravi, Yeshkanuvi, Leil Chamishi, Chamishi, Bashishi, Halta, Belaila, Tameya, Beyem Tahira. Whoever explained means Rosh and Azariah, that they separated on Wednesday. There is Wednesday night, Thursday. On Erev Shabbos, if she emitted Thursday night, she's Tameya, perhaps this is within 2 days of relations. If she emitted during the day, this is the third day, she is Tahira. Now, there's a question over here that implies, which is, how does the Bishmon learn that sometimes there are six? All agree that there were at most five Oinos of separation before Matan Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said that this was at Sinai, but for future generations it's four or five or six. Because for Doros, he learned from Layom HaShlishi that she is always Tameya on the third day and Torah on the fourth. There will always be four Oinos in between, sometimes five and sometimes almost six. The Kiva Imer La'ilam Hein Chamesh V'chein LaDoros. Kiva says it's always five and similarly for the future generations. We got an extra line from the Gist because they were taught earlier, and we take it up with Ha Rabbi Shmuel Ava Joim Oina Belaila Oina Vikiva Ava Joim Oina Belaila Oina Abena Hoin. The Gemara for Rabbi Shmuel holds that a day in the morning until dark is an Oina, and a night is also an Oina. Also, Rabbi Kiva holds that a day is an Oina, and a night is an Oina. over what do they argue, Minatayr. Oina is Shlemos bin Ehoin, Rabbi Shmuel Avad Mikzas Oina Kakula, Rabbi Kibale Avad Mikzas Oina Kakula. And says they argue about a partial Oina. Minatayr, Rabbi Shmuel considers a partial Oina like a full Oina, and Rabbi Kiva does not consider a partial Oina like a full Oina. The Kani Kain, Al Rabbi Kiva, Lefichach Em Nichnasa Mikzas Oina Rishoina, Mashlimin La Mikzas Oina Shishis. And we bring a support from a Braitha. Rabbi Kiva says that therefore, if relations of after part of the first owner entered, we complete it with some of the sixth owner, and she waits at the same time during the sixth owner before immersing. Tani, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Oyma, Yoim, Valaila, Oyna, Mikzas Oyna, Kakula. Braitha says from Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah that day and night is an owner, and a partial owner is like a full owner. Tani Kain, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Pam Yesh, Sham Yoim Bechoshu, Vi Tahira, Shne Yom Bechasikoshu, Vi Tameya. The Baisa teaches like this because Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah holds that sometimes there's one day and Mashu, a small amount, and she is Tahira. Sometimes there are 2 days, lesser Mashu, and she is Tameya. We'll leave out the next couple of lines. Yoim Bechoshu, Vi Tahira, Hei Chavida. 1 day and Mashu, any amount, and she is Tahira. What's the case? Shimsha is Beitha, Erev Shabbos, Koidim Shkiyas Achama, Vapolta, Vemasei Shabbos, Lachas Shkiyas Achama, Vayesh Kan, Yoim, Choshu, Vihi Tahira. If she had relations on Erev Shabbos before sundown and emitted semen on Masei Shabbos after Shkiyah means at night, this is 1 day and a Mashu, and she is Tahira. Shein Yomim, Vachasa Koshu, Vihi Tameya, Hei Chavida. 2 days less a Mashu, and she is Tameya. What's the case? Shimsha is Beitha Erev Shabbos Lachas Shkiyas Achama, Vapolta Be'echa B'Shabbos Koidim Shkiyas Achama, Harei Yeshkan Shnei Yomim Chosek Kolshuhu V'hi Tameya. Now says she had relations on Erev Shabbos after sundown and emitted semen on Sunday before Shkiyah. This is 2 days less a Mashu and she is Tameya. Amar B'Yochanan Midrei Kulam Tavulei Yom Kibi Yisoras HaTorah. B'Yochanan says that from all these we learn that Yisrael received the Torah when they were in a state of Tvor Yoim, means immersed that day from Tumah before the sun had set. Adad Amal, Benoshim, Anoshim, Kvar Tau. And this applies to the women, but the men already became Tau. Laitaima, Vikidashim, Ayyem, Macha, Vikibsusim, Mifam. What's the source? It's a Pasuk in Shema Yud, Pasuk Yud. Prepare them today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their garments. They can be Tau on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan said that the opinion of Rav ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva, but according to the Chachamim, they say the semen is tamei until 3 days after it becomes disgusting, it's no longer tamei. Asiki ahi da'ama Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, zois teres hazav asher teifim men shechazera, ma teres hazav ad gimel yomim after teres shechazera, Ad Gimel Yomim. This is like Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Yochanan. The Pasuk in Vayikra Tevzov, Pasuk Lamed Beis, says, this is the Torah of a Zov, and one who emits Shechazera, Semen, meaning just like the law of a Zov, the three sightings must be within 3 days, also the law of Tumah, Semen, is until 3 days.